So the topic of this Chagura is on the reasons for Chazaras HaShas with the name. So the original reason for Chazaras HaShas was because the Gemara here, if I can just find the exact line. Amar Lehem Rabban Gamliel, Rabban Gamliel is arguing with the Chachamim about what's the reason that we need for Chazaras HaShas in the times of the Gemara. Liz Varek, I'm according to you. Lomo, Slav, Tibor, Yori, looking at table. Why do we have Chazaras HaShas? Amar Lo, so if Chachamim said to him, Loti, Eshay, no buck. To be Yotzi, anybody.
Screaming.
To be Yotzi, anybody who isn't a buck, who can't read table. So the question is that the Rambam asked in Per Hador, Simon Kuk Memphis. He asks, if the reason for Chazaras HaShas is to be Yotzei, anybody who can't daven, then what do we need it nowadays where there's a sitter, and some people even know it Baal Peh by as they grow later. So if everybody's a bucky, what's the point of Chazaras HaShas nowadays? So there's six different answers given. The first one is given by the Rambam himself. He says to be Yotzei by in the minion, who isn't a bucky? It's a bit of a joke answer, I guess you could say, because why? It's a little bit of a strange thing. But he says that just like Kish and Shul on Friday night, because the original reason was because maybe somebody's sleeping in Shul, so we have Kiddush for them. It's a bit, like I said though, there are many issues with this, like then you'll have to check everybody in the shul and make sure that everybody's a bucky. So it's a bit of it's not the greatest answer. The Torah says in Siman Kuf Dalet that there are two reasons for Chazaras HaShas. One is to be Yotzei people who aren't Bekiyim, the Gemara's answer, and then the second one is Kedusha in Chazaras HaShas. So the Bais Chodesh says on this, we need two reasons. We need both reasons. Because in the minyan of Bekiyim, there's no need to repeat it if we only had the first reason. So we need the second reason. And the reason why we need the first reason is so that we do all Chazaras HaShas. And the Rabban didn't differentiate low plug between Shuls with and without just Bekiyim. So the Rosh then says in Megillah Perek Gimel Siman Zion that we need Chazaras HaShas to do Modim and Kedusha, because you can only do Modim Derabbanan and Kedusha if you have Chazaras HaShas. The Pri Megadim then in Shulchan Aruch brings a Raya from a Rama in Siman Kuf Aleph, Sif Aleph, I believe, that to be Yotzei those who don't have Kavana, which is likely because, as the Rama says, people generally can't have Kavana. So he says that the best thing to do is actually put a chutzit, is the language he uses. He says put a chutzit up as the shliach tibor, because he'll have the kavana, and he'll see everybody else with Chazaras HaShas. Then the Aruch Chaim gives the fifth answer, and he says that it's good to say tefillah loudly and strongly, which Chazaras HaShas is. It's because in Ninveh, in Yonah Perek Gimel Pasuk Ches, it says that they cried out loudly. So we see that tefillah b'kol ram u'b'chazaka is good. So there's an extra mile to Chazaras HaShas. And then the final answer of the Ben Ish Chai quotes Rizal. We all know that he loves Kabbalah, sure. Says that that's the simple reason is to be Mosei people aren't Bekiyim. But since everybody's a bucky these days, and Zamaratsim aren't helped by Chazaras HaShas, to use the language of Ben Ish Chai, they're like a stone, they're like an ebon. They don't have the kavana that they need. They won't pay attention enough. So what's the point of Chazaras HaShas? So he brings a proof from the Ari, from the Rafa, who says that Chazaras HaShas reaches a higher place in Shemaim, because unlike Tefillah B'Lachash, you don't need to be so careful about when saying it, because the Zohar places very, very big emphasis on saying that by Shmoneh Esrei B'Lachash, you have to be quiet, you can't say it too loudly, too softly, you have to be just perfect. But with Chazaras HaShas, which is meant to be out loud, you can say as loudly as you want. There's no maximum volume. So Chazaras HaShas is special, and also because it's done with the minyan, it reaches a higher place in Shemaim, and therefore it has an extra mile.